Thank you for choosing our Shop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm going to be moving in next week, and I wanted to set up like internet service. Could you help me with that?
Sure. What's the address? Can I get your name real quick?
My name is Jason Sims.
Hi, Jason. So you're moving into the area and you're looking at a service setup. I'd be glad to help you with that. What is the address you are moving to?
58, and then the street is Montrepose Avenue in Kingston, and it's New York, 12401.
Spell the street name one more time.
Montrepose Avenue.
All right. It does look like service is available at that address. Starting next week. And you said you are moving in next week?
I'm moving in on the 27th. So if you could be there on the 27th or the 28th.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. Is this for a home?
Yeah, I'm going to be living there. Yeah, it's a residential.
Fantastic. Now, we have two options available. We have 1 and 2 gig service. Do you know about how much you use your internet currently?
Probably not crazy. I mean, I'm going to be streaming like TV shows from like Hulu and Netflix.
All right.
And I have a few Alexa devices, like for lights, but other than that, I'm not really doing anything else.
Oh, that's understandable. So I believe our 1 gig service is probably going to be big, good enough for that amount of usage. Do you know how large the place is?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it yet, no.
All right. So we'll just go through. And will you need any kind of home phone services? This is going to be a landline. Do you need anything like that?
No, I'm not. I've just been just the internet.
No worries there. Now, do you own or rent the property?
It's going to be a rental.
Rental. All right. Do you know the name of the property owner?
Yeah. Just give me 1 second. I can give you his name.
Oh, take your time.
His name is Sajid, Sajid.
Do you have a last name?
No, I don't.
So is she, and what's a good phone number to contact him at?
Let me see. Okay, 845.
Mm-hmm.
802-7600.
And is your billing address going to be different from your service address?
Yeah, my billing address will be different.
What is the billing address going to be?
7 Pleasant Avenue in Plainview, New York, 11803.
What's that zip code one more time?
11803.
And Plainsview is Plainsview?
Plainsview. One word.
Okay, Plainview. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Can you spell your first name for me, please?
Jason.
And what's the last name?
Sims.
What is a good email address for you?
JasonPlainview@gmail.com.
Plainview at what?
@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. And the phone number you're contacting me on, that 516 number, is that a good contact number for you? And how would you like to be contacted? We have a couple options. We have phone, email, or text.
Text.
All right. We do have a couple of disclosures I do have to go over with you real quick for our textings. Here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about their order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive texts, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Let me assure you that we're only going to use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates apply. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber internet service. No extenders because right now you're unaware. You can always call us in if you do need to get one. So we'd be happy to get that set up for you. And you're not looking to get any kind of telephone services. The address you're moving into is 58 Montrose Avenue here in Kingston, New York. You do rent. The owner's name is Sajid, and you gave me his phone number. You're currently unsure how the power comes into the home. Don't worry. We'll figure that out during installation. And your billing address is different from your home address of 77th Avenue in Plainview, New York, 11803. Is that correct?
So my billing address is going to be just 17, so it's 7 Pleasant Avenue, Plainview.
That's what I said, 7 7th Avenue. I know.
Not
I
7 7. Just 17, not 2 7s.
So it's building number 7 on 7th Avenue?
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
That's why I said 7 7th. Yeah.
7. Yeah. So it's the building number is number 7, and it's Pleasant Avenue. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is what I have written down. Now, as part of the process, we do need to run a small credit check. This is just to verify you are who you say you are, and determine whether a minimum deposit is required. Don't worry, we're not going to be hitting your credit with a hard check. This is just a soft check to determine whether that minimum deposit is required. You can opt out of this check, but by doing so, you will be required to pay that $50 minimum deposit. Would you like to run that credit check right now?
So this $50 deposit, that will be though added as a credit to my account.
So that is held by us here at Archtop Fiber. If you cancel out service, that money is returned to you.
Okay. How long is the contract?
So we actually don't have contracts.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good, because I'm only up there for 6-7 months. So
no,
that'd be helpful.
Yeah, no worries on that point. I mean, so oftentimes if you do want to try and run the credit check, it's a good way to determine whether or not you're going to be required to pay, and it just keeps it on file for you. We're not going to hold on to any of the information. It's actually held by a separate firm that is accredited as well, so that they won't share your information or sell it to anybody if you want to run that check.
If I don't want to do the check, how much of a deposit do you need? So you need the $50?
It would be $50, and that's it.
Okay, I guess we could do the check, because you said it's just a soft inquire, so it's not going to like hit my credit report, right? It won't lower.
That is correct. That is correct. And you said your first name is Jason, right?
Yeah.
Jason. All right. Let me get this information going real quick, and I will get that check underway. And I'm going to take it as you probably utilize your current billing address, because that is your current address right now?
Yes.
All right. New York, 11803. I'm just getting all the information real quick from what we have here. And last name of Sims, S-I-M-S?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just getting all this information in there correctly just so I can get this.
Is there any discount if I prepay at all?
No, we don't have a prepaid option for this.
Okay.
All right, Jason, whenever you're ready, go ahead with your social security number.
10986-6517.
All right, that's running through right now. All right, good news. You're not going to be required to make any kind of deposit, so we can actually utilize that, and that just, you know, saves you on costs for your move.
That's good.
And now, would you like to opt into auto pay and paperless billing? Doing so will actually get you a discount. We have two forms. We have ACH and credit or debit. Credit or debit will give you a $5 discount, whereas our ACH automatic payments will get you a $10 discount on services.
If I choose to do like credit card now, am I able to change later on to ACH would be able to get the $10?
Yes, you would. So we can do that, and we can start with the credit or debit. You're not going to get charged anything today. You actually won't get charged until services have been installed at your location.
Okay, yeah. So I'll give you a credit card then.
Alrighty.
Just give me a second to get it.
Alrighty. We'll take your time, Jason. I'm ready to go whenever you are.
Okay, I have it.
All right, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
5156-7683-9183-1586.
And what's the 3-digit code on the back?
440.
What's the expiration date?
1027.
And what zip code is this attached to?
11803.
Fantastic.
And then the billing address is my current billing address, is 7 Pleasant.
Would you like to add a nickname to this card just so you can make sure we can verify the information a little bit easier going forward?
Yes. So you could write Savor, SAVOR.
All right. And would you like to make this your primary payment method currently? You can always change this later through your account portal.
Yes, and then that would give me the $5 discount for the automatic?
Currently, yes. That'll give you that $5 discount. It's just generating a token for me real quick, and I'll be able to continue. So before we continue on, I do have a couple authorizations I do have to go over with you. They may say some of the same things to your landlord.
Okay.
And just so you know, I just have to go over these for legal reasons. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we'll help to coordinate to have that cable permanently buried within 10 days of placement. It doesn't sound like you're going to have a current provider, but if you did have a current provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection and we recommend that you wait until fiber services have been installed to cancel your current provider. You're moving in, so I don't think that one's going to really apply to you. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment and its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this account using the email address you provided with us today. Do you agree to be bound by these terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Okay. I have some questions, though.
Sure. How can I help you?
So the equipment, so you will provide like a router and like a modem?
So it is a modem router combination piece, yes.
Okay. Is there any additional fee to be using that, or should I just go out and buy my own?
No, there are no additional fees for using our modem router. The price is actually included in the cost of your service.
Okay. Do you happen to know, like, what standard they use for like the Wi-Fi? Is it like 2.4? Is it 5? Is it 6? Like the gigahertz that they use?
We have our modem router that we do have actually runs all the it has a 2.4, a 5, and a 6 gigahertz bandwidth. Yes.
Okay. Because some of like my Alexa devices only do like the 2.4,
mm-hmm.
but then like I know like the 5 and 6 is like the newer ones. So that's good. You do all three then. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, our services are rated for up through the most recent Wi-Fi protocol. So that's good news.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah, that's the only questions I had. So
all right, cool.
Fine.
So
are you able to you're able to install on like Saturday, like when I'm moving in that day?
I'm getting ready to go through all of this. So how did you hear about us here at Arch Shop?
So my landlord, they just told me that I have two options. It was either Archtop Fiber or Spectrum. I looked at both companies, and what made me choose Archtop, I mean, Archtop is more money, but I saw that you're like a local company in Kingston, so I kind of liked that better.
Yeah.
So that was one element I liked. And then the other element was I didn't think you had contracts, like you were saying, like you could do monthly, and that's better. Spectrum, it was just kind of like a 12-month or 24-month, and I'm only staying like 6-7 months. So
yeah. So we're no contract. We are a local company. Plus, our speeds are faster than Spectrum's.
Yeah. That's another thing that was nice.
All right. So currently, you don't know if there's anything that we should be aware of on the property. Again, our installers will more than likely reach out to the landlord to discuss some of this stuff as well for the installation, just so they have this information so they can take care of it themselves. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
And do you have any comments, questions, or concerns?
No, just what's set up like the schedule for installation?
No worries, we're getting to that right now, actually.
When do you want payment, like for like the first month, I guess?
So payment will be due on the day of installation. So they'll put a charge on the card the day of installation, which from it looks like right now is going, the earliest we can actually do it is next Tuesday, which is the 30th.
Able to do it sooner?
I can put in right now for the 30th, and I can make a contact with our installer. We have to clear a couple things out. We do have a 5-business-day waiting period between when service is when we place the order, like we just did for service, and when it can be installed. So what I can do for you right now is we can post it out for the 30th, and I can give a call around to our technician department, see if we can't push that to earlier time, like this Saturday, since you said you're moving in on the 27th, or even on the 29th, which is next Monday, and that would be the earliest we would be able to do it.
Yeah, if you could do it on the 27th, that would be the best. I mean, I don't mind like paying for the first month, like if you want to run it today, I mean, that way you could get me that date if that helps.
So we actually, again, the way our system does it is it charges you once services are installed, not before.
Okay, I was just saying that way, like you know, like everything will work if you could move it up.
So I will see what I can. I'll see what I can do. As far as I know, they don't actually charge. The system doesn't yet even charge, because it starts as soon as service is connected. So that's where that comes in. So for now, do you want me to just schedule you out for the 30th? Because as I said, right now that looks like that's the earliest available time the system is going to allow me to do it through our checkpoint system. So and then I can give a call around and give you a call back. So when I hear back whether or not we're able to do it at an earlier time from Saturday onwards.
Okay.
So just in case, we'll call this the fallback plan. What time works best for you on Tuesday the 30th? That's going to be next Tuesday. We have an 8, a 10, a 1, or a 3.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock works best for you? Fantastic. All right, so I have Jason Sims, jasonplainview@gmail.com as your email address. Phone number of 516-564-7752. Currently, again, as I stated, I'm going to make a call around, see if we can't push this date and time forward a little bit more. I do have to call our our technicians to see if we can do this. There's no guarantee, so we're just going to call this a fallback time. They might let me know a day and time which it will be available. I'll let them know that you're moving in on the 27th. You're trying to get service set up as soon as possible, but they do need to, you know, have that communication with the landlord, get the line set up and everything. So that's all dependent on the technicians, whether or not they're going to be able to do that. They're more than likely going to say, no, we have to keep this time and date for this installation, just so you're aware. So I'm just letting you know, but we do have it set for July 30th at 3 p.m. Is there anything you'd like, any kind of notes you'd like to add to help with the appointment, such as have the technician call you before they arrive?
So you don't think they're going to be able to do it?
It's worth a shot. I'm not too positive whether or not they're going to be able to do it. I do have to make those calls in order to determine.
Okay. Okay, I guess we'll keep Tuesday at 3 o'clock for now then.
All right. And like I said, I'll give a call around, and once I hear back from our technician whether or not we can do it earlier, that way I can actually give you a call back and let you know what's going on.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if any much has evolved, like, for you to install it, because I think they had Spectrum there before. Not Spectrum, the Archtop before.
Now, I'm not too sure. Again, this it'll be determined based off the technician. So again, I will double check with our technician department, see if we can't do that installation a little bit earlier, and I'll give you a call back once we find out.
Okay. Do you think you'll call today, or do you know when?
I will actually be giving them a call here very shortly after I get off the phone with you. That way I have that information, and as soon as I hear back from them, I will be sure to give you a call.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Alrighty. So I'm just going to schedule this out for the 30th at 3, just so that we can do this. You should get two emails here in a very short period of time. One of them is just going to be the confirmation of the order. Lets you know what you ordered, how you intend to pay and the date of your installation that we currently have. If this does update, you'll get a text alert saying that it's updated, but I'll also be giving you a call. The second email you're going to get is going to be an invitation to enroll in your Archtop Fiber online account. Just go ahead and follow the instructions there, and you should be able to log into your online account and make any changes you might need to your account going forward.
Okay.
All right, Jason, is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that's it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and I'll be sure to get that call out and give you a call back as soon as possible, seeing whether or not we can bump that installation date up.
Okay. You know what number you're going to call me from? Is it this 855 number?
Give me one second. I can actually tell you what the number will be for me going out. Give me a sec. So, yeah, it'll be an 855 number. So it should be 855-272-4867 or something right around there.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. If there's nothing else, thank you once again for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and welcome to the family.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.